We Talk Podcast presents...
Baron Corbin being on SmackDown? I get to have my revenge. Is that scary? Hey, like I said, I'm here to stay. Make a good lucha thing. God damn!
What it is! What it do! Welcome to the One Fall Podcast, a Stick Boy production, with your host, Joshua Adam! William Arbuthnot, with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Going good, Joel.
Well, yeah, it's good. Life's good for some people, but it's not good for who was supposed to be the first overall draft pick at the draft, Josh.
Who's that?
It was not supposed to be Seth Rollins, Josh.
Who was that supposed to be?
It was supposed to be the Beast Incarnate.
Alrighty, figured as much. Which we said it should have been last week. So
yeah,
what happened?
It definitely... When you break it down and you kind of go, I'm not shocked. And we kind of said this previously, but Dave Meltzer had come out and said originally the Beast Incarnate was supposed to be that first overall draft pick. And he was supposed to get just shot to the moon. But when you test positive for, what was it again, Josh?
Adderall?
No, that was another raw draft pick that tested positive for Adderall. Well,
like an estrogen blocker.
Yeah, which is supposed to be therapy for after coming off a PED run.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I still gotta say I'm shocked about that all.
It doesn't seem smart.
You can look at Brock Lesnar as a person that is outside of the world of wrestling and mixed martial arts. But just to know this guy's dedication to stuff and how much he wanted the fight, it is a little shocking to me because this is the guy that seems so laser-focused, has gone through testing from the UFC for many years, gone through testing from the WWE, gone through testing from the NCAA... You would think he is pretty privy to the idea of testing, and for someone that wanted this fight so badly, I'm actually shocked that he would take the short way out.
Yeah, it was very weird how it all played out, and still doesn't feel like it. It feels like if there was any guy that wasn't going to test positive, it was Brock.
Yeah.
Just because Brock's Brock.
Exactly.
So. I don't know, man. It's still weird, and something still doesn't sit right with me, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bizarre situation, and I mean, it looks like full steam ahead for him and Randy Orton. The question is now, does Brock catch an RKO?
I don't know, and the other question is, we found out today, or at least today and last couple days, that Heyman's contract's expired.
Mm-hmm.
So does this mean Brock's going in alone without... How do you promote the match then without Heyman?
I mean, Brock can talk.
Yeah.
We know that he can talk. So that's... I mean, look, Heyman is terrific, and it's awesome to have him. But if he's not there, I don't feel too worried for Brock. I feel like Brock can still do his own thing.
I think Brock would prefer to have Heyman.
For sure, he would prefer to have the Jew, as he likes to call it.
Yeah, and I think Heyman will eventually be back, because Heyman, it feels like a very reinvigorated Paul Heyman.
Yeah, I don't really see it being a major issue. I just see the contract's up, and he'll be back.
Yeah. So, we've spoken about the draft. What do you think, Josh? We had a couple nights to sit there and think about, let things mull over. Definitely...
You know what? So I, when I was thinking about how we were going to talk about this, we decided not to do the draft special afterwards because we both said the first reactions are great, but we wanted things to marinate a little bit, let them play out, and there's still going to be time to let things play out and see how they work. So now we've had about 48 hours or so to soak things in and see where things lay. First, let's get all the negative stuff out of the way, Joel. And then there's a more positives for us anyways.
Yeah.
So let's focus on our negatives from the overall show and the draft itself. So obviously, where some people landed. They broke up a lot of couples.
Yeah.
Whether love or whatever keeps those sustained, we'll find out. But Carmella and Big Cass broken up. Del Rio and Paige broken up. We'll see what happens with Nikki and Cena. We'll see what happens with Emma and Zach. Tamina and Jimmy are still together, so that's one couple that stayed together. So wasn't a huge fan, just on a personal level, of that.
Yeah, but it's been common. This is the yeah. Fed likes to do it.
Mm-hmm. Second of all, again, where some people landed. So Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, which is a big talking point for us. You and I kind of came up with this off the air, though, and I kind of like things now. Everyone's like, oh, why did they go in different brands? But I think my thought is, at least, now that, okay, well, you'll do the match at Battleground, little preview to later on in the pod, I think Sami Zayn's going to win.
Yeah.
And then you go to SummerSlam, one more match, loser leaves town. And then it means something for them to go to the other brand, and it gets Kevin Owens, for example, who we think is going to beat Sami in that loser teams, but you'd think so, right? Or whoever wins, it gives that person the extra momentum that they got them out of there, and they won the feud and ultimately got rid of them and out of their lives.
Yeah.
So then when you see that stare down again at the Royal Rumble, it's like the last time they saw each other, they got that person out of here.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I definitely think that you look at it, everything that kind of happened with Sammy and KO, the choke slam, just the way things kind of played out, it was very like, okay, this is kind of...
Yes, the chokeslam spot was really bad.
It wasn't great, Bob.
It didn't do anything for anybody.
No. Made Kane look strong.
Sure. Good. How long's Kane been with the company?
Well, a couple months, right?
Yep, just a few, 100 months.
Yeah. He's not been one of the staples to the roster for years.
No.
That definitely kind of didn't sit right. Like, the biggest thing, the couples thing suck, but at the end of the day, you're at work. So, mm-hmm. it's nice when you can travel with your significant other, but at the same time, suck it up.
Yeah, it's just a little thing. On a personal level, would have liked for them to have their significant other there. They don't. It sucks. I think it's going to be pretty easy for us to tell Lord Nikki will go. Because one show has her brother-in-law and her husband. And her husband, not husband, sorry, her, whatever they are, is pretty significant.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be too surprised to see Nikki end up on SmackDown.
No.
And then have Emma end up on Raw, just separate her and Zach.
Yeah. Because that's the fun thing to do.
Yeah. Or you may have Nikki on Raw because you want to keep her near the title. Because that Charlotte and Nikki program still has legs on it. Anyways, we'll get to the women in a bit, but... So yeah, Sammy and KO, what do you think of my idea?
Yeah, no, I'm fully behind it. I think a loser leave towns is exactly what you need to do with these two, especially if you're going to keep them together. Might as well make it a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, again, like, you get the heat. If Kevin Owens knocks him out, he can say, like, it's more of a heel thing to do than Sammy, right? To get rid of KO, but it's Kevin Owens like, I got rid of him, and who's next? Who's next on my list? And if it's going up to that championship, which we think he can be at, and there's a fire lit under his ass, like, you have him, he's dropped lower in the draft than anyone thought he should.
Yeah.
He loses to his arch rival, and he just goes absolutely nuts all the way up to SummerSlam. He beats everybody up in his path. And then he destroys Sammy, wins what we think would be good, like a ladder match.
Yeah.
Between the two of them.
That's where they belong, in ladders.
So then he just destroys everybody. He's on a tear. He's proven in one. Steph says, you prove me wrong, and then maybe gets a title shot in the next little bit here.
Yeah, because the title will be playing... you can't always have Roman and Seth constantly going for the title.
No.
But you can introduce a little KO in there, and it would be perfect.
So now that we've had some time, that's one of those things, I think, within the after the draft, you'd have been like, what? But now, spreading out, it's one of those things you have more time to think about.
Yeah. And that's one thing. You've got to take a breath sometimes and go, okay, this is what this is. And at the end of the day, Josh, this is grown men and women wearing little to no clothing, pretending to beat each other up.
Exactly.
Not the end of the world.
Another thing is, again, placement. So Kalisto to SmackDown, weird pick. So, Joel, you have this awesome cruiserweight division, and you would think... You would want to have one of the keys, as far as the cruiserweights go, in Kalisto.
Yeah, you'd think you'd have more use for him in that cruiserweight division, but clearly it's not something they thought about. But hey, it means maybe Kalisto moves up the ladder on SmackDown. The one thing is SmackDown is a little bit more of the land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that argument as well, but at the same time, you'd think... There's a cruiserweight division. You want to build it around guys like a Neville, which Raw drafted, but also build it around a guy like Kalisto.
Yeah, well, those were we had about three guys we thought that were in the main roster that have a chance in there, and it was Kalisto, Neville, and Enzo.
Yeah.
And then bringing guys up, we would assume that we're going to see a Tajiri and a Kendrick up pretty soon. It's just some of those returning names that build up that division, and I don't know anyone from the cruiserweight division that's a new one that could come up. I mean, I think a TJ Perkins is ready. I believe so.
Yeah.
And I would love to see Zack Sabre or Kota Ibushi, but I think they're going to let. Well, we don't know what's the deal with Zack is. But we know Kota now and Graham Malik are both NXT bound, so I don't think those guys are coming up. But guys like Kendrick and Tajiri are ready to go.
Oh yeah. They've been through it before. They can easily come in and make an impact right away.
And they're not getting Rey Mysterio anytime soon.
No. Lucha Underground is going to be a bit of a pain.
Yeah. So, two guys I really want for Lucha Underground right now that are going to face each other in Ultima Lucha, and they're not going to have a chance in them for a little bit.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, the one thing I look at this draft is they had to pack the draft a little bit for Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, you got to have some multiple programs going all at once. The Cruiserweights can fill a nice half-hour chunk. The Divas can fill a nice half-hour. Then you're down to 2 hours.
So. Women. Women.
Women? I said women.
You said Divas.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I'm just
we got to correct each other. We got to have each other's backs on this.
It's going to be hard.
Everyone's doing it. They did it on the network a few times, too. They said Divas. It's a habit that we all have to help each other get rid of.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those.
So speaking of women, what do you think about the women being separated to two different shows? I that was one of the things that when it was broken up, you and I were like, okay, well, they split up the women, but I never thought that it was going to be specific, and it's kind of silly to make a gender specific to a show.
Yeah, it'd be really tricky. And, like, at the end of the day, I think you've got, like we've said, you got Natty on SmackDown that's going to be a nice veteran presence. Not a bad thing to have at all.
No, and you can help Bliss and Eva and Carmella and all those girls out. And they don't have as much of a spotlight that they would have on them, say, if they were on Raw. I think, you know, it did $4 million this week with the draft. We'll go back to the women in 2 seconds here, but how do you think those ratings will sustain? What do you think next week's rating will be for SmackDown?
It's going to be interesting. You have Big Match John, so
yes,
you can't argue with that at all.
No.
It's one of those things where it's like, I think that I don't think it does the numbers that it did do, but I definitely think it will be fine.
I don't think it'll drop back to the 2 that it had been doing.
Yeah.
I think like a nice respectable 3 will be going on. I mean, it's not really going against anything right now. It's the dog days of summer right now. I think it's got about 2 or so weeks before it has to go against the Olympics when things will really pick up as far as competition goes for them to take eyeballs away from them.
Yeah.
But for now, I mean, there's not too much they really have to really worry about.
Yeah, they kind of got some smooth sailing for a little bit.
But yeah, as far as the women go, I'm excited to see where all these pieces go. I would say as far as the women that went places, I was a little surprised for Carmella to end up by herself.
Yeah, it was definitely.
I've never been. I like, there's something I like about Eva. I think at least as a heel, she has some good qualities to her.
Yeah.
Bliss is ready just to be a go-to solid performer. Oh, yeah. I don't get the Carmella by herself. I think she has an okay idea of her character, but yes. I think it's kind of weird to have her character without Enzo and Cass on the main roster.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of like, it doesn't quite fit and it feels like it's missing something.
Like, on NXT, it's like, okay, well, eventually she'll be with Enzo and Cass again. We always kind of feel like that, right? Especially because, you know, she's dating Cass.
Yeah.
But now that she's on the main roster, it's got to be a little bit bittersweet for her because she's on the main roster, but she's not with her best friend in Bayley as of right now.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into Bayley in a bit, and I don't think Bayley's going to be ending up on SmackDown. And she's not with her boyfriend, so she's kind of left on an island. I don't know what her and Bliss's relationship was. I mean, they worked together for so long down NXT. I imagine it's something. It's ain't Becky, but she's missing two of her key opponents right now. So a little suspicious idea of where Carmella went.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things. But let's get to the elephant in the room that likes to give hugs.
Bayley. We're just going to kind of bounce all over the place then, hey?
Yeah, more or less. This is kind of where this pod is. This is where it's going.
You know, it's hard not to in this, because normally we have, like, pieces we hit on, like we recap Raw or SmackDown, and then we go into the pay-per-view, but this week it's just, with the mix of the pay-per-view, it kind of meshes in with the draft. So, yeah, as far as Bayley goes, look, before we talk about anything else, too, let's talk about the other elephant in the room, which was the NXT draft picks overall.
Yeah.
When you don't have Asuka, you don't have Bayley, you don't have Nakamura, you don't have Aries, you don't have Joe, you don't have Rose, you don't have all those guys drafted, it's like, well, why would you take Summer Rae or Curtis Axel over Shinsuke Nakamura? And what would you take Big Show over Shinsuke Nakamura or Samoa Joe?
Yeah.
Like, if they just would have said, like, hey, you can draft... This is, if you made it like an expansion draft, right? Like, hey, you can draft blank, 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 and blank, but you can't draft blank. Then it would have been fine. No one would have thought anything, but there was definitely... You and I liked the talk about Nakamura and Joe getting drafted, but we both had the reality there was like a 1% chance those guys, the Joe or Nakamura or Asuka, were going to be drafted.
Yeah,
we thought... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
It was being grounded and living in this place called wrestling reality that Vince McMahon runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's that realization, and also the other thing is you can't just brutalize the top of the card for NXT. It's still a touring brand. You have to be smart with who you take from there, and I definitely think there are plot holes, logic holes in some of their choices.
For sure, because you're not going to take Mojo Riley ahead of Samoa Joe.
Yeah, no. But I also get, from a company standpoint, why they did what they did.
Yeah, so, you know, they didn't take the guys, but in a way, I think it's going to be better in the long term for Nakamura, a Joe, and an Asuka all to kind of debut outside of a draft.
And make it special. That's what.
Yeah, I think, too, like, the people that did get drafted, aside from Finn, were all actual graduates of the Performance Center, and it almost felt a little bit more like a draft with you getting, like, Alexa Bliss, who actually worked in the Performance Center, Carmella, Nia Jax, Mojo Riley. These are all people that had time, and Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. These aren't independent wrestlers that came and joined the company. These were all individuals that were brought into the Performance Center and worked their asses off, and I think that was a really cool aspect because it really was like they got drafted and they graduated.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. I think that you look at a lot of these guys that the only major indie darling is Finn.
Mm-hmm. And he was just ready.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm perfectly okay with Finn being the major... Because you don't want to... Like, I definitely agree with you. I definitely don't want... Like, there's certain guys that you just need to reward. You need to show that, yes, no, you don't have to just be an internet darling for us to take you up. So
exactly.
I definitely think this was the way to go.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I think the worst of the picks is Mojo.
Yeah.
But he is a very special friend in New England.
Who could that be?
He likes the party a lot.
He likes to get hyped.
And he also has a tag team partner that's on that brand as well, that I think they'll be branching into after this pay-per-view this week too. But and then going back to the women's side of things, we have that the tag match this week, and I think a reason that Bayley wasn't drafted is because I think no matter what Sasha says, she's done a few videos saying she hates Bayley and she's not picking Bayley, and it still could not be. But you and I are pretty 90% sure it's Bayley.
We and you know what? It makes Bayley feel special. It shows that she's above, and it shows that the GMs are gonna be a little sneaky and tricky and not play by the rules all the time. I've heard a lot of names that have been floating around of potential signing, so I think
we have another kind of NXT call up too, with like it looks like Rhino is going to SmackDown with the former Curt Hawkins.
Sometimes you just need to bring some of these guys in, just let them, you just need the hands sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And just let the guys do their thing and it'll be okay. It'll all work out in the end.
What other names have you heard, Joel?
Shelton Benjamin.
Again lately?
Yep.
Cruiserweight?
Not Cruiserweight, but I've heard him in MVP.
For SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that's not bad.
In, like, the next week or the coming weeks?
In the coming weeks. But everyone has to go through the physical, and nothing's been confirmed yet. So.
Anything about Kurt?
From what I read, Kurt's management, or whoever manages Kurt, feels that eventually things will work out.
Mm-hmm. But right now, things aren't exactly there.
No, so... You may be watching The Killing Joke, and yeah. I won't be watching Kurt Angle, so...
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's going to be Bayley. Who else do you think you can see for the partner? It's really, Nikki or Nia Jax? Has Nikki had her...
Yeah, she got the clear. She's going to be coming back. She's heading down to the Performance Center, so I think that takes her out of the running a bit.
Yeah, but I still think we'll keep her in there just as the side part. Just the,
yeah.
Because can you think of anyone else that would be like a partner that would be special? I mean, could it be Nia Jax?
I think it could be.
I just think Nia would be better to kind of do her own thing and get some independent women and just have her beat them up and slowly build to it. Or are you going to have Nia kind of be the face and that's where they're going to go with Charlotte? Or do you slowly build it and that's where the next Sasha feud is after Charlotte done? Like you kind of do what they did with Ryback, for example.
Yeah, it's possible. It's definitely possible. Like that Ryback build heading towards Cena could be something similar with Nia.
And I think we're going to have two of them because I think we're going to have the same with Braun Strowman.
Yeah. Oh, Braun Strowman's got a little rocket tied to his back, Josh. It's so exciting.
Is it, though?
Here's the thing. Was Big Show extremely athletic?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you that. Big Show was extremely athletic.
I like how you're like, what you're saying is like, oh, God, I actually know the answer to this. Yes, he was.
Foot in the mouth. You look at, you're going to have these big men regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just gotta be like, you're gonna be here, you're gonna get pushed because Vince likes you. Just let it go. Same thing with the Roman. The Roman thing's kind of come crashing down a little bit.
And it hurts inside.
You take Adderall and the drug.
That's such a stupid suspension, then.
You know.
Again, it's the argument I made with you. We've talked about sports, right? With John Jones, it's like, you know, it's a banned substance, so don't do it. I agree. But I didn't know Adderall was one of them.
Well, I think, the biggest thing with Adderall is as long as you have a proper prescription for it, you're good. If you don't have a prescription or the prescription looks like crap and looks very inky, then you're in trouble. Because then you're taking, it's abusing a prescription that's supposed to be used to help people.
This is true. You know, all I can think about when I hear Adderall is Community.
Yeah, little Annie Adderall.
Little Annie Adderall, yeah.
Community. Community found its way in pro wrestling. This is very weird.
Yeah. So, what else, Joel?
You know, this draft, I'm glad Seth was the first overall pick.
I think in the long term, as much as I would have liked Brock as the first pick, long term-wise, his contract is 2 more years. We'll see where things go, but I don't know. I think this is Brock's last run regardless.
Yeah.
And Seth is going to be in that company for a long time, and you want to make sure that you make him happy. You don't want him to get unhappy like certain Chicago-made punk. And I think having him number one in the panels of time will pay off more than it was with Brock.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll play like, I don't agree with Dean being number two. I don't think if he was the champion, he would have been.
Yeah.
I like where AJ's went. How do you think, had Brock been number one, would that have meant that Finn was still in the top five? Or was it, did they decide to put Charlotte in there instead? Do you know what the idea of where the top five would have been then?
No. I think no. Charlotte probably would have stayed within where she was.
So Finn may have been gone?
Finn probably would have dropped down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So because we think it would have gone Brock, Dean, Seth, AJ, Charlotte.
And that's it for the first round.
Yeah.
That's five.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably how I see it. And what do you think of where CNF fell?
I thought it was interesting. You and I were kind of like, you and I thought number two was going to be AJ or Cena. But then, yeah. You know, we kept thinking like, well, he is the champion, right? You can't not, again, it's that kayfabe idea of things. So you got to take the champion. Like, yeah. You can't let the Raw have all three members of the Shield. So I wasn't too shocked that Cena dropped after that, because it's like, well, they probably want to promote AJ more, and Cena's so Teflon, it's not going to kill him.
Yeah, and it just motivates him more.
It is weird, though. All respect to Charlotte, if you're Raw, why would you take Charlotte over John Cena? If you're trying to sell if you're looking at selling merchandise and getting crowds and attendance, it makes more sense to have John Cena.
The argument I can make for this kind of kayfabe kind of is Cena's winding down a little bit. He's not going to be doing
that's anything. That's the argument too. He's kind of the veteran, right? He's like a Tim Duncan or a Kobe. If you were going to do a league wide expansion draft last year for the NBA, for example, sure, Kobe and Duncan are great, but you're going to have your questions about like, well, they're kind of slowing down a little bit. They're not going to give me as much. They're still going to pop revenue, but will they pop in the ring as much? Because Cena's off house shows now, too, I believe, right?
Yeah, for the most part, unless it's out of the U.S.
Because, well, I think with his injuries mounting, too, it's such a smart decision.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not as Teflon with injuries as Jericho is, who's never been injured in his career.
He broke his arm. Jericho.
But he's never missed time.
He's been very good about it all, so it's one of those rare anomalies in pro wrestling.
Yeah, and you know, as soon as we say this, he's going to get badly hurt from an RKO in Battleground.
And then it'll be our fault.
Yep, but and the good news is, and I'm probably going to jinx this too, everybody that was injured is almost back. Nikki's the last one.
Yeah.
Because Neville's back. He's in the ring. He'll be at Monday, I'm assuming. Randy is back. Cena's back. Seth is back. Bray is back. Nikki's clear. Is anyone... Oh, I guess Luke Harper now.
Yeah.
And Tyson is still hurt.
Yeah.
But that big WrestleMania headliner kind of people, they're all coming back. Yeah. Cesaro was another one as well, and I guess that's the best transition I can do for Cesaro as I can.
Ah, Cesaro. The king of swing, and he can speak five languages, but he only wants to speak one language, Josh.
Wrestling. And he's not happy.
It's a shoot, Josh, and he's shot, and from what I heard, they don't really script things for the network. You kind of just can go.
Oh, you could tell that. I lucha things. Woo, goddamn!
that was one of my favorite points of the night.
That was like Sid Vicious worthy. That was Sid Vicious worthy.
That's going to get played in Botchamania over and over and
oh,
over.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of stuff from that will be.
Oh, yeah.
Dolph Ziggler said, I haven't stopped a show in a long time. Like, people were getting real. Sheamus got a great promo on there, too, that you and I hadn't really listened to when we were watching live, but I recently went back and listened to it, and Sheamus cut a really impassioned promo about him and Finn Balor and their travels from Ireland and how proud of he is of going, and it just... Everybody, it was non-scripted promos. You're like, oh my god, it's just so much better when people just talk from the heart and what they really can be. Del Rio seems so angry. I think Del Rio, his contract is a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see him staying around.
Well, him and that diva that we talked about that's on.
Woman. The woman.
The woman. Holy crap, I'm bad.
I'm going to get you, man. Like when you were calling Asuka Exana for a bit.
Yeah. All bad.
All bad. Anyways.
Him and Paige appear to no longer be an item. So.
Oh, did that just happen?
Yeah.
When did you just see that now?
Yeah, it just popped up. Because as much as it's fun to kind of see some of this stuff, I don't care all that much.
I do.
So, they're apparently no longer a item, so...
That didn't last very long. Do you think the draft was a big reason because of it?
I think the draft may have played a role in it, but I think there may have been some underlying problems as well. Who knows?
Well,
I don't know
that,
what goes
that
on.
That one night at the casino or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Sure, that was not anything. Well, DeRio's got a bunch of divas to choose from there.
Yeah.
Although, let's see. Natty's with a wrestler. Carmella's with a wrestler. Bliss with a wrestler. Tamina's with a wrestler. Eva's married. I don't know what Becky Lynch has. So maybe he can hook up with Becky Lynch.
There we go.
Other than that, I just realized every woman on the SmackDown roster is with a wrestler.
Maybe that's why Del Rio was upset.
He's like, everyone has a relationship but me.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard anything, speaking of Natty, really quick, about Tyson?
No.
Because there was that rumor he was done, and then that kind of faded off and was just kind of fodder and, like, not true.
Yeah, I don't know. It's speaking of, I haven't heard anything more on Tyson. It'll be interesting to see. But speaking of Tyson, we should kind of talk a little bit more about his tag partner. Cesaro.
Yeah.
That promo.
It was great. And I mean, it's one of those things that's like, it's either going to sink or swim you. I thought when he came back from WrestleMania, things like really good, you know, like we thought, oh, I thought he was going to win the Intercontinental title eventually. And then, you know, he had that great entrance after WrestleMania, got a great pop. And then he just kind of started to slowly dwindle down.
Yeah, the swing wasn't as big.
No, and I don't really know, like, you and I were looking at feuds coming into SummerSlam, and we really can't find a dancing partner, really, for him. Maybe Jericho?
Yeah.
It's really hard to say. I mean, I wonder, do you think they maybe put Jericho into the Cruiserweight division?
I mean, you see him so much, and they talk about Jericho in the Cruiserweight division, so he could easily just slot into there. Jericho.
And I think the ideal next feud for Jericho is the man Gravity Forgot.
Yeah.
And I think that you could have them feud over the Cruiserweight title. I mean, could be him and Finn, maybe. Finn's another guy. I don't really know where they're going to go, but with what Sheamus said, maybe you do Finn and Sheamus.
Yeah, I think that would be a good introduction feud for him, and I mean, you let Finn kind of go off and do his thing with Sheamus, and then move on to the next big thing, which I think involves the club.
I think him and the club are going to meet each other at some point on Raw this week.
There's going to be some too sweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all together again.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And I think it's eventually building to that spot at the Royal Rumble when Finn and AJ see each other in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's going to lose their collective damn minds.
It will definitely be that. That would be the WrestleMania match next year. If they do it, it would be the WrestleMania match. I'd be like, holy crap.
Yeah, I think we got two inter-promoted matches. I think Cena and... Well, unless Undertaker comes back, right? That's the big elephant in the room still, because Undertaker was mentioned last week, and now we're kind of back to no mention of the Undertaker again.
More or less, he kind of told The Office that he's done.
Yeah, which I still don't believe.
Yeah.
We will see. With Cesaro, great promo. We'll see what happens. I like the impassion of it, but it's...
How does Vince feel about that passion?
It's Vince is weird with that stuff, right? Because there's sometimes when Vince loves that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And there's other times he doesn't like that stuff. He liked it when Punk did it.
Yeah.
If Punk just won, but I've always said with Punk, it wasn't a matter of Vince liking him or not, it was, and the impassion of Punk. I think it was a matter of Punk wearing him down.
Yeah, just kind of badgering him.
Same with Bryan. He just kind of wore him down. It just got so much. It's like, okay, well, goddamn, we have to do this. Yeah. Cesaro is very much the new version, the new era version of Dolph Ziggler. The crowd so badly is behind him, and he does so much that they're so blind, and you know they're going to eventually do something, but it's going to be too late to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And you'll be where Dolph is right now. We're like, oh, well, he has a new time on SmackDown. And in a way, if I could trade Cesaro for Dolph, I would, because Cesaro still has a lot left in him. I think Dolph does too, but I think Cesaro would benefit more from the spot that Dolph is getting on SmackDown than Dolph has.
Yeah. It's only one of those things where you kind of sit there and you kind of like, if you could swap some people, it'd be nice. But, yeah. Yeah, it's nice for Dolph. This gives him another go up, kick at the can, which I really mm-hmm. think it does.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about it, Ziggler or Cesaro, I'd take Cesaro and let him run the things. I just think he thought if he goes to SmackDown, he has better odds of being something more there.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's weird because SmackDown was supposed to be the wrestling show. And it's not. And I think that's very disappointing for all.
Yeah. We were supposed to get the Smark Show, damn it, Josh. But,
We got the old kind of guy show.
Yeah. But we have AJ Styles. That's the one thing, I think.
That show is like the mid-2000s of 10s of WWE, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You have Del Rio, you have Cena, you have Orton, you have Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. Beforehand, you'd think
you have Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, and you still have Bryan kicking around.
You get CM Punk for sex.
I think Josh would tune in every Tuesday.
I would. I still think, you know, I think the tag team division of SmackDown is really good. I even think for a team like the Ascension, this could be good for them.
Yeah.
I think there's potential for a team like that. That's just an ass-kicking team. It's just the gimmick is so shit. But maybe this is a chance for them now to get more of a shine. They get away from getting buried all the time. And, you know, the New Day is great, and Big and Cass and Enzo are great, but sometimes their antics can hurt other performers from the jokes and everything like that. So neither one of them are really around comedy tag teams except for Breeze Dango.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of wrestling-centric tag teams on here. I mean, even the Vaudevillains can wrestle really great. Usos versus American Alpha, I'm just slurping at the bit to watch that match.
Oh, yeah. American Alpha is going to be the crowning jewel of that tag team.
I think eventually, it depends what they're going to do with the tag team titles. If they keep them, then I guess they'll just build a feud and feud and feud and feud. But if not, that's another cross-promotional match we could see at WrestleMania with them and the New Day eventually.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have to see.
The New Day have pop figures coming up, Josh.
They do. I just don't like that they all have the unicorn horns.
I could have
done without that. Yeah, I don't. You don't care.
It's going to be one of my purchases right away.
Do you think they'll be in a pack together?
They have to be a pack together.
Yeah, it would make the most sense. It'd be weird to have them separate.
Yeah, and they're selling real-life bootios. They're just cashing in on this New Day thing. Remember when we thought this was going to be horrible, Josh, and it was going to fail miserably?
Joe, remember when I still thought that was horrible?
Well, I mean, I don't mean it actually being, like, sometimes hit and miss, but
They're better than Enzo and Cass to me.
Yeah.
And look, I get the money in Enzo and Cass, and Enzo and Cass are going anywhere. Some people like that stuff. It's great. The New Day stuff sometimes is great. I mean, I think Big E, when he says, oh, Blake City, don't you dare be sour, it's hard not to get excited when you hear him say that.
Yeah, and not only that, but, I mean, we look at it where we thought this was going to crash and burn and be horrible and just, like, you can't turn away that type of car wreck. And it really hasn't been that car wreck.
Well, and they have two people to thank because of that.
Yeah.
Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Because that match really started it all.
Yeah, it not only started it and started to really help grow them, but now you see that I don't think half their stuff is scripted anyways.
No, I think they have the reins to kind of do what they want.
And it's really worked for them. Like, I mean, did you, never would I thought that there would actually be Bootio cereal, but somehow there is. I'm not going to buy it, but there are people out there that are going to buy it, and it's good for all three of those guys, because you look at all three of their careers.
Oh, Kofi was on our cut list. When we first started the show, we talked about people that needed to go, and Kofi was at the top of the list. It's like, man, he's just so talented, and I don't know what they're doing with him, but he just needs a fresh start, and he got his fresh start, and eventually these guys are going to break up.
Oh, yeah.
And Xavier Woods could very well be a Cruiserweight champion. Big E is destined for the main event. I don't know where Kofi goes. So the longer this goes, it's the better for Kofi.
Oh, yeah.
The other two guys have single runs in them still. Kofi, I don't know where he goes after this. So he personally needs this to run as long as possible.
Oh, yeah. And I think that all three of them want this to run as long as possible.
They're break
Paul London and Brian Kendrick's record for tag team titles.
The SmackDown ones, because the real record is held by Demolition. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, no, definitely. But it's still
passive. Oh, it's still a great record to have, you know? Like, to have a record of any kind of title in anything is tremendous.
And, I mean, we talked about how much that tag team titles got played hot potato with.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been held by one team.
I mean, and the tag team, what did you think about the tag team division in SmackDown right now? I mean, in Raw. We like the SmackDown one quite a bit. Who do they have in Raw? I guess they're going to have to do Enzo and Cass at SummerSlam?
Yeah, I think that's where they're going to go.
Or do they do the club at SummerSlam?
Ah, the club. The good old club that... It could be...
Triple Threat even, maybe?
Yeah.
Or do we get the Shooting Stars in there as well?
Oh, definitely. The Shooting Stars would be, like, right there.
Or are they, is Carlito's name came up at all?
No. Well, I heard that he turned them down last year because he felt like the WWE lowballed them. So.
Says the guy that wouldn't go to rehab.
Yeah. It's not... yeah, he's one of those ones that I'm like, had a chance, not much sympathy for me.
So what are some other names you've been hearing, Joel?
That's kind of it for names. It's a smaller group.
So Kurt Hawkins, Shelton Benjamin, MVP.
Yeah.
Any women?
No. I know which one you want, Josh.
I want Velvet Sky, damn it.
I think it'll happen eventually.
I think we're going to get that women's tournament.
Yes, I think that's probably next. And it's funny you bring that up, because second week of the CWC, what'd you think?
Not as good as the first.
Yeah?
But nothing taken away from it. It's still a great show, you know? It's a great week. I thought the third match was the best match. That reverse Hurricanrana was just crazy.
There's a lot... And I think the one thing that I think a lot of people have to realize with this tournament is these guys don't want to show all their cards in the first round. They don't want to show all their cards in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as you get closer and closer, you're going to get the best of the best, and you're going to start to see some more really cool stuff. So,
you can also see guys that you can easily tell are going to be NXT or going to be WWE guys.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some guys like, this guy has no chance.
Yeah, like TJ Perkins is...
He's ready. He could go tomorrow, be on Raw, and be in the Cruiserweight division, not miss a beat.
Yeah.
He's ready. And he's been on TNA, though. He's been on big-time television and has been primed for that. A guy like Kenneth Johnson, I just could never see him on WWF television.
Yeah.
Never.
It's a shame because he's overcome so many things to get to that point.
I think
he would be like a decent hand to have in NXT just to have as
for a sure. But job. You hate to say this because I hate to be this kind of dick, but is your talent grading things like he's just missing something, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll find something along the way, but definitely you can see the nice thing is you see where certain guys are on the scale of ready or not ready, and there's some guys that are definitely ready. There's some guys that need a little bit of time.
To Jerry, I was surprised that he won.
No, you know what? have a little bit of veteran presence. I think Brian Kendrick's going to win as well.
I think Kendrick's a dark horse to win this thing. Again, you and I have stayed very, very far away from spoilers in this.
Yeah.
But I think Kendrick's a dark horse to win this whole thing. I don't know if they'll make it. Maybe they'll make it obvious and Zach or Coda will be in the finals and win it. Yeah. But I also think there's something to not making it so obvious because everybody thinks that Coda or Zach are winning this or facing each other in the finals. And I think the other two people that really only have a chance in my book are Kendrick and Ciampa. Not Ciampa, Gargano.
Yeah. But I think the biggest thing for me when you look at this is sometimes it's okay if it's predictable because Zack Sabre Jr. Versus Kota Ibushi would be a phenomenal match.
Oh, yeah, it's a dream match.
Oh, yeah.
And like at a WWE scale, too. I would be shocked if they let a guy like TJ Perkins walk away from NXT.
Yeah.
Like, I just would be floored at them to let a guy like that talented walk away. Especially you're trying to build up this cruiserweight division. You need a guy like him, you know? Like, it's kind of a remix in a way of Evan Bourne to me. Yeah. But I think he's maybe better than Evan Bourne, to be completely honest. He's got
a little bit more upside to him, to be honest.
I think he's got a better personality. I think he's got a better look. And I think he can talk better than Evan. Yeah. Bourne had a very bland promo. And I like TJ's passion for promo-wise.
Yeah. And as long as I can carry on, then you're good.
Exactly. So I really – he was a standout tonight for me, TJ Perkins. Everybody else was fine. I mean, the main event, I'm forgetting his name.
Oh.
From Japan.
Yeah, I know exactly. I was trying to practice his name, trying to make sure I knew
how Kazawa, I believe?
Yeah, something very hard.
Look, I've heard of his name, and I've seen bits and pieces of him throughout the years. I'm just not sold.
You know what? I liked him. I thought he had that little...
He has the personality, for sure.
He definitely has that, and I think put him in the ring with someone with a little bit more skill.
Yeah, maybe it was. I like Kenneth Johnson, but maybe it was Kenneth Johnson. You know, maybe it just wasn't even anything wrong with Kenneth Johnson. Maybe just a mix of styles too. You know, the lanky tall guy for him. Maybe just a mix of the styles for the two.
Yeah, and I think if you put him in the ring with a few other guys, I think you'll definitely see more skill shine through.
For sure.
So, I'm higher up on him, like TJ, the Luchador.
Yeah, we have one of the Bollywood boys next week, which I think they'll come as a package.
Yeah.
And they'll make them in the tag team division. Like, I would assume they'll keep the Bollywood boys, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I it's not a bad tag team to have in NXT, it's just...
And you add some diversity, too, yeah. Instead of all these white tag teams.
Yeah, which is always good to have. Diversity is a good thing. And that's one thing that, like... I didn't mind that DeMack. I thought he had a...
I like DeMack. I think he needs a little more seasoning away from the company.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sign him yet. He needs a little more seasoning away, but he's getting very close. Yeah. And if I were at TNA, I would maybe snag him up just as something different for us. The feud with like a DJ Zima of the world, but... I would, if I were WWE, I wouldn't sign him to an NXT contract just yet. I think he's close. He's just missing one or two things.
Yeah, it's definitely just kind of getting to that next step.
He definitely has his character down, but I would like him not to rely as much on the Michael Jackson wannabe and a little bit more in the ring at times. I felt sometimes he was more consumed with getting his moonwalk and his Michael Jackson spots in than getting his actual spots in.
Yeah, and that's one of the things from learning.
Yeah.
So.
But like with TJ, it's just the crowd is behind him. He has a high flying thing, and I like his attitude too. And just the depth of this guy had that he was in the business before Brian was, that he was so young, and he just has a passion to him. And it's one of those, like, I would put him in a match. I'd bring TJ up, and I'd have. So I had an idea, Joel. Tell me if this is good or bad. You start that cruiserweight division, you have a tournament. You have a heel Big Show come out, and or even Braun, and yeah, Braun works better, okay? And Braun destroys everybody, right? Just squashes all the cruiserweights.
Okay.
And Okay, so it looks really bad the first week. The internet's going to go crazy.
Vince will be happy.
Vince will be happy. They come back the next week. They just have another match. Braun comes out again, destroys the hell out of everybody. The next week, Braun is having his own match, and TJ Perkins comes out and challenges him to a match, defending the Cruiserweights.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a surprising win by TJ Perkins over over Braun Strowman.
I think the Big Show fits better. I think Big Show could...
Yeah, it's just like a big guy, period. Which, it's a nice fit. It puts a guy like him over, the underdog role that we haven't really seen for a long time. And I think there's a way... Look, that's just off the top of my head, but that's a way you could do it correctly. And that's a way that you could utilize Big Show correctly.
Yeah.
Which hasn't been done very good in the last few years.
What, the heel and face turn every Monday and Tuesday night weren't efficient booking of a...
I liked it more with him and Shaq. Like, let's have a match. Cool. Love you, brother. Good heat, guys.
Oh, they'll get the heat eventually.
Who's the baby face in that, Diesel? I guess they're in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show's going to be a heel.
That was a pretty easy idea where Big Show was going to go, because they weren't going to do the Shaq program on SmackDown. They were going to do it on Monday Night Raw. Yeah. Especially since TNT sometimes has Tuesday games. You were going to keep Big Show on Raw for the Shaq feud.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be, that's like one WrestleMania feud we already have booked right now.
We're one step ahead of the game, Josh. We're just going to keep moving forward.
What else, Joel? What did you like from the Cruiserweight?
You know, I felt like it's going to be, I think we're getting a taste of a lot of the talents. Like, I mean, TJ Perkins obviously stands out. DeMarc showed where he kind of stood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exciting to see. It has a different look and feel to it than anything that we've ever seen before. So it's definitely a little bit of like, oh, getting used to the different look and feel, but also enjoying everything that this has to offer, and realizing that it has 8 weeks left, and in those 8 weeks we could get some really phenomenal matches. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying seeing some of these guys for the first time, seeing mm-hmm. some of these talent, and I'm trying to enjoy it as much as possible.
That's the thing, right? You get to see these these guys you've never seen in your life, and I like playing talent scout in a way.
Yeah.
I like being like, oh, yeah, no, I can see this guy doing this, or this guy needs more seasoning, or, you know, this and that. Or you can see guys that you think are really close. Like, last week, I liked almost everybody.
Yeah.
And this week, there's a few guys I'm like, no, you know, they're close, but no, no, and no, and no. But I think that's the great part about this. Like, you can have guys like DeMac or Kenneth Johnson come back next year. They'll have a whole year under their belt to be like, next year they're back and they're stronger than ever. Like, and you and I can be talking like, man, Kenneth Johnson stepped his game up.
Yeah, and that's the one thing where I think you're going to see that next year with this. As long as everything goes according to plan and there is a next year, I think you're going to see a lot of guys grow, and the tournament will be a little more open-ended next year, because I don't think Kota and Zach are going to be in it.
But maybe we'll have a Ricochet.
That just depends on what Lucha wants to do, Josh.
Yeah. It still gets me every time they show that promo and Brian's like, we have every main cruiserweight in the world that you would want here. I'm like, except for the two. I just kind of have the asterisks in my mind every time they say that.
Oh, yeah, because there's two missing, for sure.
Yeah, if this had Ospreay and Ricochet, my goodness.
Vince wouldn't know what to do, because they'd be rolling in money.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do with this?
Especially if they could have got them off the Super J Cup. That would have been really, really good to have.
Oh, yeah.
We have no G1 stuff yet. We're both interested in the G1, right?
Yeah.
But we haven't really, either one of us got a super chance to watch much of it yet. Yeah. I don't know if you have or not.
No. It's coming, though, eventually.
Yeah, so definitely going to win. Who have you heard is going to win it?
I haven't heard who's going to win it.
I've heard a lot of Tanahashi buzz.
I can see that.
And they may even give it to Kota, because it seems like he's kind of the next guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, we don't know. I don't know. We don't know. This is something almost Mo would have been nice to have on. he would have been had a nice idea of it, but yeah.
I think it's time now to get to our little pay-per-view.
Yeah, so just quickly, you know, draft, I was really happy to have it there. Cruiserweight Challenge, killing it. NXT, pretty predictable this week.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to get Bayley and Asuka, which we already knew, so yay.
There's not many surprises left anymore.
Do you think there's any chance Bayley can be a 2-time NXT Women's Champion and be the first of the world champion for each gender to hold that title for 2 times?
I don't think so.
No.
I have heard that regardless that Bayley will be up by at least September. So
okay.
One way or another.
Because you're going to print money with the Bayley.
Oh, yes, you are. But time to get to Battleground.
One more thing. You had heard a few other draft rumors that I wanted to hit on. One of them encountered a certain guy from Dudleyville.
Oh, apparently they wanted to split up the Dudleys, and then they chose not to. That's why Cesaro had Bubba Ray's graphic on there.
Yeah. What was the reason for keeping the Dudleys together?
No reason given. Nope. Just, we're not going to split them up now, so.
So was Cesaro supposed to go to SmackDown then?
There was a rumor that apparently he was supposed to go to SmackDown, and then plans changed.
Was he notified of this?
Probably not. This is the WWE.
Hmm. So. I'm just wondering if he was notified he was going to go to SmackDown, and was like, sweet. And then he got switched to Raw, and that was kind of the wool pulled over his eyes.
That would explain a few things, for sure, but
yeah.
I think not a lot of talent were privy to where they were going.
For sure. All right, now we can get to the pay-per-view.
Yay!
The network special.
The network special. So, the 2016 WWE Battleground preview.
Get ready, because after this and SummerSlam, we get 2 every month.
Woohoo! That's what I want more! let's go with our first match. Sasha Banks and TBD. That's a new performer, Josh.
Ooh, where's she from? Parts Unknown?
Probably. We'll be taking on Charlotte and Dana Brooke. First question, who is Sasha's partner, first and foremost?
I think it's Bayley or Nikki.
Pick one. Gonna put your money where your mouth is.
My brain says Nikki. My heart says Bayley. Which is weird that my heart isn't saying Abella.
I know, it's a little creepy.
Just so we'd be different, because I think you're going to say Bayley. I'll go with the Bella.
I am going to go off the board, and I'm going to go with Nia Jax.
Okay, well then if you're going to say that, then yeah, I'll go with Bayley then. I just thought you were going to go with Bayley, so I couldn't not pick the Bella if she's on the board. I'll go with Bayley.
I think they're going to go Nia.
Okay. But I mean, you're not. I don't think you're wrong.
The crazy things have happened in the land of professional.
I would be shocked. I mean, one quick question. What did Emma go out with?
It was a back surgery.
Huh. Don't want to put that out of the realm of possibility.
I'm going to have some doubts for now, but you never know.
Because, I mean, there's parallels there with Emma.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. I think back surgery takes longer.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't want to not think about all the possible circumstances that could happen here.
Yeah, you're definitely not. I don't blame you. It's definitely looking at all avenues. But Sasha and partner to be determined versus Charlotte and Dana Brooks. Who wins?
Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha. And this leads to that match at SummerSlam for Sasha.
Yeah, when Sasha finally gets the belt.
Yay! I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a good moment.
And our next match, the final formation of the Wyatt family, Bray, Eric, and Braun versus The New Day. The titles aren't on the line, apparently. So,
no.
The reign continues for The New Day. Who gets the win? The team that's staying together or the team that's kind of split up?
Well, the Wyatts never, ever win. So, why would I pick them to win? They never win. Although, they could be doing backwards booking. The Wyatts never are splitting up. They're not together. There's one team that is together. So, by WWE logic, I'm going to pick the Wyatts.
Yeah, I think either or are possible. But at the end of the day, you can't be sour.
I think personally, a win helps the Wyatts, especially Bray, who's going to be going by himself.
Yeah.
And Braun, who's going to be going by himself, a lot more than it's going to help. If the New Day loses, whatever. They'll come out the next day, like, ah, those tricky Wyatts got us. And then they'll celebrate, and then they'll end up facing the club and being cast for SummerSlam, and the beat goes on.
Yeah. No, that's definitely fair.
So I'm going to pick the Wyatts in that one.
All right, I'll be different, and I'll pick the New Day.
Okay.
So here's a match. Zack Ryder is challenging for the U.S. title against Ruru.
Yeah, so this is one of the easier matches in the card. Rusev.
Ruru?
Now, how much time do we think?
6 minutes?
I'm going to go 5.
5? Okay.
So you just got to go, it's got to go over 5 and you get that right.
Yes. And here's another match.
We'll be watching this together, by the way, folks. So the belt is officially on the line for the first time in 3 months. Joel will have to put the title on the line.
I've had a good reign.
It doesn't count. It's more like a 2-week reign, but we're counting it as 3, even though he didn't technically defend it.
I'd like to think that I defended it, so therefore, I'm a fighting champion, but life happens sometimes.
But that one, the only debate for us is how long Zach lasts for.
Yeah.
You're gonna go over. I'm gonna go under.
Yeah. What's gonna happen if Zach wins?
We're both going to be really shocked, and then we're going to know that Darren Young is winning the Intercontinental title.
Yeah. So, and speaking of Darren Young, he's challenging The Miz for the Intercontinental title. Who wins this one?
Miz,
yeah. I think Miz has had a good run with the IC title, so
yep.
The beat goes on. It's
I think people... you and I, well, we'll get to who we think will be challenging The Miz in a bit.
Yeah. And then we move on to the other woman's match. Becky Lynch, Natty again.
Yeah, I think Becky and her will face in probably a pre-show at SummerSlam. Or they'll have some kind of mixed diva. Damn it,
woman
tag, and I think that will be what Team Becky wins.
Yeah, because Becky's got to get a win eventually. I can also see Daniel Bryan coming out saying this is for our women's title.
Yep, that's another one as well.
So, but yeah, I definitely think Natty gets the win here.
I would agree with you.
So our next match, you don't care about this match. It's Cena, Enzo, and Cass versus this Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, Hot Asian Wife, and AJ Styles. Who cares about those three?
Well, I think Cena and Enzo and Cass win this match.
Yep, I do too. You got to give Cena a win back. I do think Doc's going to eat the pin.
Yeah, I really like Carl Anderson's promos lately.
Yep, he's starting to show, and I think that's why they both got drafted to Raw.
Yeah.
Not only that, but there's a little demon that they've got
to
contain.
Yeah, they need to go back with the OG.
Yeah. The next match, we're not looking forward to this match at all. It's Kevin Steen versus El Generico.
Oof. I think Sami Zayn.
I'm going to go with you. I think that it makes it smart. That means there's a rubber match.
Yeah.
And then it can just move forward to whatever the hell is going to happen at SummerSlam. But it's going to be a fun match, and they're going to beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, which is always fun.
And our final match of the night. It is Mr. Adderall, Roman Reigns.
Man, the booze that guy got.
He doesn't have to be on the show when he gets booed out of the building.
I gotta say, credit to Booker T and the network. Just really digging in with the Usos, like, man, he gets booed. It's a terrible Booker T impression. A much better Vince McMahon. But the bottom line is, I liked on the network, the Booker really laid in to everybody and let it know he's getting booed. I don't know if that was a call from management to hit that, but just I think that was a sign of them being prepared for what's to come this Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So Mr. Adderall versus Mr. Rollins versus the champion, Dean Ambrose. Who walks out as WWE champion? No longer the world heavyweight title.
No.
It's the WWE championship.
You said Joel. You saw talking to yourself?
Yep, I am. Very much so.
Okay. I have Seth Rollins winning the title.
You know what? I'm going to be different. I'm going to go with Roman Reigns.
Bottom line is, we have the title going back to Raw.
Yeah, because the World Heavyweight title looks very nice on SmackDown.
Yeah, and I think that'll be Cena and AJ's feud at SummerSlam.
Yay, AJ's feuding for the title, and it's against John Cena. It's now 2008 again, Josh.
Apparently so.
But the bottom line is, Dean...
You really think they're going to put the title back on Roman Reigns after his first dive back from suspension?
Josh, I don't quite know, but this is WWE.
Yeah.
This is Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who had Triple H perform necrophilia.
No, I get that, but what's the feud at SummerSlam if he's the face of, right?
Yeah.
What's the feud at SummerSlam then?
I could see them doing a little bit of a screwy finish of some sorts. I don't know how clean, like, the biggest thing, I don't know how much of a babyface Roman will be in this match, but I also don't know how much of a heel Seth is going to be. We might
get that. I mean, we know that's going to be the SummerSlam match, right? One way or the other. Whether if Dean doesn't have the title, then that's the thing, right? It's just, if Dean wins, who's Dean feuding with? I guess it could be a triple threat then?
Yeah.
But it's just, there's no one that makes sense for Dean to feud for the title on SmackDown at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's just like, it really makes no sense for Dean to hold on to the title. It was kind of that, it's kind of like an Edge McFoley reign. It's like, let's just test how he looks with the belt.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you. And I think it's worked so far for Dean. And, I mean, he's worked hard. He wrestled 2 shows in the same day. 2 house shows.
Yeah.
Why? Because he is a lunatic.
If let's say Roman or Seth had gone to SmackDown, I would have probably said Dean kept the title, to be honest.
Yep. I think the biggest thing right now is the bottom line is, I do think Seth walks away with the title, but there's always that possibility. I figure cover my base.
For sure. I mean, it's good for us to have different picks.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, Dean's not walking out as champion, and God only knows, maybe Dean does walk out as champion. And then
it's very possible.
Yeah, and then Stephanie McMahon walks out with a briefcase with the World Heavyweight title and just gives it to Seth.
No.
No.
I don't think we're doing the repeat ourselves. I would hope not.
You never know. It's strange. I don't think so either. I think there'll be, at the very least, there'll be kind of a tournament of some kind for whatever show doesn't have the title. Because this title match has huge implications for the booking for both shows moving forward. So
yeah,
you got to get this right. And I think the smart move is putting the title on Seth. I think the horrible move is putting the title on Roman. I think
it looks bad. Like, you just had him go in front of the locker room and talk to the locker room and just show what an idiot he was. And you're just putting this guy that made you guys look like an idiot back with the title. I don't know what the message that sounds to the locker room, right? It sends that, don't worry, you can fuck up, but you can still be rewarded.
Yeah.
If you're high enough on the card.
I definitely think so, but yeah, that's the end of the 2016 Battleground.
I mean, it's going to be very polarizing in there, and it'll kind of start laying the way for SummerSlam. We already have one match laid for sure for SummerSlam. Well, really, we have two. It's going to be Sasha and Charlotte for the belt.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. So we have 2 matches for sure that we know are happening, and then everything else is kind of up in the air.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting how, because SummerSlam's the next really big show.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting how things.
It's the last Cole Brown pay-per-view for until what?
November.
Survivor Series?
Yep.
Yeah. So it should be interesting, and I'm sure sometime during SummerSlam, we will get start getting teases of Finn and AJ.
Yep.
How do you think Finn will be used on Monday night? Just a quick preview of that. How would you use them? What segment? You build them up and just have a match against Curtis Axel, or how would you build them up?
You got to have him have a match on Monday Night Raw. You've got to show off the new T-shirt.
Yep.
He doesn't come out with the face paint. That's only for special occasions.
SummerSlam, then.
Yeah. But he comes out, he's got his Finn. I definitely would give him a jobber to start things off and then get to the next program.
So he'll have like Curtis Axel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me of Curtis Axel when I'm done the spin below
conversation. Sure, sure, sure.
I think he definitely needs to get built up. But I mean, the guy has money written all over him. I think Vince sees dollar signs when he walks. So
yeah.
I think he's going to get protected, and I think he's going to get pushed to the moon. I would not be shocked if in 6 months we're talking about Finn Balor with either the U.S. or the Intercontinental title, whichever one ultimately ends up on Raw.
You're not wrong.
So, Curtis, there was one thing we didn't talk about at the start in regards to the draft.
Well, two things we have the announcers to talk about as well. But let's go with this one first.
So we have a free agent, Josh.
I know. He's pretty big. I mean, this guy... I mean, Joel, like, we have Jay Lethal out there. We have Will Ospreay. We have Adam Cole. We have the Young Bucks. We have Ricochet. We have Roderick Strong out there. But, Joel, no one compares to this guy that's a free agent.
He was the one to close out the show, Josh.
The one man band.
Who has a pretty nasty gash on his face.
Yeah, he does. But now he really is a one-man band.
I'd heard rumors that they were going to have him float between Raw and SmackDown, trying to convince them to sign, and he was going to do some stuff in NXT. He was going to do some stuff in Evolve. He was going to do some stuff possibly with a promotion down in the UK. They were going to kind of let him kind of go. He's a name that's not too big.
No.
But you can let him kind of go, and he has that WWE connection that it's a nice little guy to let go loose a little bit.
What have you heard about the Social Outcast as far as Bo and Curtis go? Since they were drafted solo, does that mean they're back to being solo performers, or will they be a tag team together?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, it's an interesting tag team. It's both two second-generation superstars.
Yeah.
Third, I guess, as far as... Curtis goes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Curtis is third. Bo is second.
I would like to see if Curtis Axel went to SmackDown, see if maybe he got a one last chance.
Yeah.
He was my most underrated performer on the One Fall Awards last year.
Yeah.
And I just, it's really now looking back at it, I think that was just kind of a waste of a giveaway on the award. Yeah, he's just a lost cause, sadly.
Yeah, I definitely think he is, which is a shame.
I mean, a lot of those, if you go back to a lot of awards, since we're almost halfway through, my most underrated and my most overrated, I think I've been proven wrong on both. Charlotte was my most overrated, and she is definitely made me look stupid on that one.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your underrated and overrated were?
I don't.
I meant to go back and look at them, but... Yeah. And even looking at performers that we talked about that we would love to see rise, almost we're at the halfway over the halfway point here. I brought up a guy like Moose, and now he's going to be in TNA. Interesting feud they're going to have with him and Bobby Lashley. I think you brought up Timothy Campbell from Evolve.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him do much yet, but I mean, there's still half a year, right?
Yeah.
There's obviously guys we missed: Ospreay, Zach. Guys like that, Ricochet.
We've learned our lesson.
Yeah, I think next year when you go into a special like that, we're going to do a lot more diving in.
Oh, yes.
I think the one last thing is I bring this up, that show, because my last pick, I actually bring this up because I had recently listened to a little bit of our preview of the future, Joel. And a name that I brought up is a name that's going to get a lot of shine now as the women's division in NXT is wide open. Because after Asuka and Bayley have their feud, guess what? There's no Bliss. There's no Carmella. There's no Nia Jax. The women's division has been torn apart now. Yeah. But that's great because now women like Billie Kay and Peyton Reese are going to get a chance to jank up. Peyton Reese is one of those... that I put in my Stars of the Future. She's going to have a nice back end here. Hopefully she can be my Chad Gable this year. And I think this is also a chance maybe for them to bring Tessa Blanchard in fully. Tessa Blanchard is dating a certain Prince of Puma. And maybe they can convince him to come in a little bit better with Tessa there. And I think this was also time for some of those tough enough women to sink or swim. Sarah Lee, Mandy, Daria, see where they go. I like I was saying to you off air, I think Daria has the better chance at performing at a high level right away with her MMA background.
Yeah.
We've seen Mandy already be in WWE programming as far as Total Divas, so you would assume they're going to get her out there faster. I don't know if she's in this new season of Total Divas with the additions. I think she may have been a subtraction.
Yeah.
And I also don't know how far along Sarah Lee is as well, but I would think Mandy and Daria and a girl like Aaliyah are going to be part of that new women's division. It's definitely a far comparison to the time of Paige, Sasha, Charlotte, Emma, Becky, Summer Rae. Summer Rae definitely at the bottom there, but I think the women's division is definitely in a year, definitely taken a different change now, Joel. And I mean, there will have a second generation woman in there, I guess, in the next little bit as well, and Noelle Foley.
Yeah. Holy Foley.
So we will. It's going to be. What do you think about the future of the women's division? Do you get excited? Do you get nervous? Do you,
there's a little bit of nerves, but I mean, when you have Sarah Del Rey as your coach,
mm-hmm.
you don't have much to worry about.
Yeah. I think we got a little spoiled. I think that's the case with all NXT right now, right?
Yep.
Because we're, by the way, I think the highlight of NXT was that they had announced that Hideo Itami will be back in ring on television in 2 weeks.
Yay.
Which is great to see. I think even in NXT, though, you're looking, you know, you've got to think they're paying Shinsuke Nakamura a lot of money, and you can't think he's going to be down much longer. Samoa Joe, I think it's about time. You know, he's ready. The only one that I really look at, Joel, as far as overall talent of the roster, is on the women's side again, is how long do you keep Asuka down? And is she a permanent roster member, or is she what we thought was going to be like a lifetime, or is she one that could be going to the main roster now? And how do you think an Asuka would translate to the main roster? Because of all these big names from NXT, she's the one I'm the most curious about.
I think she'll transition fine. I don't think she's a lifer. I think she will be called up, and I think she'll do fine. There's definitely some reservations on just her style and overall just
look.
But, yeah. But I,
their side, not our side, but their side.
Yeah, but I definitely think she could break through whatever barriers they put through. She'd probably rip the barriers open and
for sure
kick them repeatedly.
For sure.
I think she'll be fine, ultimately.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a Japanese invasion going on right now, and they're more than okay with it right now.
As far as the NXT talent that got drafted, that doesn't include Finn and American Alpha, who are you the most interested in think that has a good chance to rise and be a big part of the company in the next few years?
I think Bliss.
Yeah, that was my pick too.
Yeah, I think it's Bliss.
Because she's got a good look, and we've seen that even if she's not performing as a wrestler, we've seen she has the ability to talk, has a great aura around her, and could be a good manager.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something I like to see with her.
Yeah. So I think that's definitely going to be, but I think impact-wise, you know Alpha and Finn are going
to
make impact.
For sure. Those are going to be the biggest ones for sure. And, I mean, all respect to Mojo Rawley, I wouldn't be shocked to see him future endeavored in a year.
Yeah. That Gronk connection's strong.
That can't be the only thing that's holding you.
Yeah.
I wonder, too, like, he lives this party lifestyle on NXT, right? And you know, you hear Flair talk. I'm interested to see him and Flair meet each other.
Oh, God.
But you even hear Flair talk about it on his podcast at the time, like how this roster just isn't like that. And, you know, I wonder what it's going to be like with him on his main roster, because he's still like a crazy party guy. And a lot of people on this main roster don't seem to be like that.
Yeah.
But maybe he'll catch John Cena. You know, he's on SmackDown. Maybe someone Cena's going to put under his wing.
Yeah. It's totally possible. You just never know what's going on backstage. Like, two-thirds of the time, you have no idea. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
And I think a guy like Mojo will either be smarten up, or he will be like what Shawn Michaels was when he was younger, or a number of guys that just partied too much, and it cost them. Mm-hmm. It's happened before. It can easily happen again.
And worst case scenario with Mojo, it's always good to have a good jobber on your roster.
Yep.
It's always good to someone can be in the ring and eat the pin. And someone that is not, like, Mojo can come in now and just eat pins from anybody and no one's going to be offended.
Yeah.
No one's going to be offended by Mojo getting pinned. It's the Barry Horowitz in a way, right?
Yeah.
It's just
what you need.
Exactly. Like, we've been talking for this a long time of how the company kind of misses that idea of the jobber. There's nothing wrong with being a jobber. Like, sometimes you need it. I'd rather see a jobber eat a pin when you're trying to build up a Rusev or someone like that than a Dolph Ziggler, a Zack Ryder, a Cesaro, Alberto Del Rio, Kalisto, guys that are all talented performers that if they're losing, they should be losing in a competitive effort, not in a squash.
Yeah, you're not wrong at all. Like, what you said is like spot on, exactly what you want.
And just want to go back quickly because you know the most interesting thing about this draft really to me is the future of NXT. And as far as the guys go too, what are we looking at for the future? It looks like those cruiserweights and Bobby Roode and Eric Young.
And I mean the constant rumors of some Bucks, some Cole,
and
a little Omega.
Landing. Yeah. So tell me the latest about that.
I've heard that WWE's high on Omega, and New Japan's a little scared because WWE can surpass any offer New Japan can offer.
Well, in the last year they've ripped what? They ripped. Well, Kenta was Noah. He was New Japan. Where was Asuka?
I think she was also. I'm not sure where Asuka was originally from, but major four from New Japan.
Yeah, and Kota.
And Kota.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing right now is I know Omega has some reservations still.
Well, he was down there and he was burnt really badly, and it really affected him.
Yep. And I mean, he found tremendous success in Japan. But at the end of the day, if you can be closer to your home in Canada than Japan, it really, like, I mean, he's had a tremendous run, but even his tremendous run has kind of started to cool off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of cooled off on, if at least to me, I don't know if it's how it is, because it's really hard to watch. But just as an.
It seems like he went from being the leader to Adam Cole overtaking him.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but it's kind of hard when he can't be on the ROH shows.
Because of the travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, but also with, I believe he dropped the Intercontinental title to Michael Elgin.
Well, wait a minute. So, Joel, what's his deal with the travel again?
I'm not sure. I have never been able to pin down what.
Because he can go to Japan.
Yeah. And he can come here to Canada.
Obviously. Can he not go to the States, though?
I think it's something to do with the work visas. That's.
Oh, okay. Well, that WWE. I mean, I remember Angelina Love and Bobby Roode had a problem with that at one point as well. I'm just looking at two Canadian wrestlers that were in a. I don't want to say New Japan's a second-rate place as far as visa goes, but I'm just saying compared to what Japan and TNA can do with visa, WWE can definitely make it work with the Canadian performers they have.
Oh, yeah. They have figured out every way of building it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, it feels like he lost the Intercontinental title to Elgin. Mm-hmm. And Omega and the Bucks lost the never open weight 6-man tag team title to Seidel, Ricochet, and I'm going to butcher the Japanese name, so I'm not going to even say it. So he's titleless in New Japan.
And the Bucks are free in November.
And it sounds like he will be free around a similar time.
And that's November is also when Bobby Fish is free, right? Red Dragon, period. And we still don't think Red Dragon's leaving.
Yeah, Red Dragon, a good fit for ROH and New Japan.
But Adam Cole is also November as well.
And I mean, when you've got guys like most of your friends there and they're doing decently well, you just start loading the roster with your friends, it's going to be hard to not.
And NXT's ready for the reload, right? That'll be like the perfect time to reload, get those guys in, send the Joes, the Nakamuras of the world, I mean, really, with Joe and Nakamura, they've already, especially Nakamura, even Joe, Joe's been down there for a year now. He succeeded. Joe needed that year, though, because Joe needed to rehab himself, because TNA just destroyed him.
Yeah.
And now Joe is back to being the Samoa Joe that we saw in Ring of Honor. We saw in the first little bit of TNA when he was on the defeated streak, the X Division champion, in that feud with Kurt Angle, when Joe was, if not the number one performer, top five performer in the world. Samoa Joe is back to that. And now it's a question of what he can do in the main roster. And now we have to see also what Nakamura can do in the main roster. But he's Nakamura. Joe's ready. Nakamura was ready as soon as he put ink to paper.
Yeah. And I don't disagree. It's going to be very interesting how it all plays out. But, yeah.
Same with Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode is kind of in the situation Joe was in too, though, right?
Yeah.
Where TNA kind of just ruined him a little bit at the end there. And he was ready. And he just needs a little bit of rehab to get back to what we think Bobby Roode can be. And WWE, he was made for WWE more than he was ever made for TNA.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Bobby Roode was made for... And I'm just really excited to see Bobby Roode. And, I mean, you and I weren't sure about Eric Young, but they had that video at the Performance Center. He was working out, so we're assuming that something's going to happen with Eric Young.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm, you know, really excited about the future of NXT, because it's very interesting, especially with these new Cruiserweight additions coming in. Cruiserweight Challenge, really good. And now we have these two different rosters, and that's kind of the third roster. The dynamic, too, of when they got drafted, Joel, and you can see the tears, and they're putting the shirt on, it really felt like a draft experience. One last question I'll pose to you, and then we'll get out of here. So next year, we're going to be doing probably a draft lottery, we would assume.
Yeah.
Would you do the draft lottery, but somehow have NXT picks in there and kind of continue the same theme of getting people from NXT in kind of this graduation type of mode? Because I really like the graduation mode. I'm not a big Nia Jax fan, but you can't but help the capture that raw emotion and feel when you see someone like Nia Jax cry because she's going to live her dream on the main roster that the rest of her Samoan family has led. Same with like an Alexa Bliss and Mojo Riley, both veterans of the NXT and Performance Center that really worked hard and have an opportunity now to perform on the main roster.
It, you know, it's definitely cool to see moments like that. It's cool to yeah. see that graduation, like you said. But at the same time, I think next year is going to be tougher to kind of, I think maybe there may be one NXT. Each person gets to take one ball and draft mm-hmm. and lottery select one person from NXT. It'll probably yeah. be one guy and one girl.
Sure.
And I'd be cool with that. But yeah. my biggest thing is I think you can have either Shane or Seth can come out and go, well, we just signed blah, blah, blah. And then you have vignettes building up this guy.
Yeah, we just signed Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes, and then you build up to it. And it'd be mm-hmm. perfect.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see. I mean, there's still a lot of teams down there. Like Blake and Murphy, I would assume they're going to be coming up soon. The Revival, they're almost ready to come up. We will see.
Yep, it's a wait and see game now, but it's fun. Wrestling's fun.
Wrestling's fun, and I mean, next week it'll be the first podcast that we do where Raw is its own show, but SmackDown is its own show, and I'm excited to see the balance and how they do things different.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where now the podcast is changing, Joss. We will never have a similar podcast again.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be different.
No, yeah, for sure. All right, well, until next time, cheers.
I've got nothing. I've been, it's like 4 weeks in a row, I'm like, I got nothing.
Enjoy the day, people.
The hell, man? Axel's at Raw, Bo's at Raw, I'm the last one here. Oh, look at this. Isn't this just great?